Hear these words from Romans chapter 12, the opening verses. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Romans 12, we're going to be wading into Romans 12 over the next few weeks in chapels and gatherings starting this Sunday. Trigg Johnson will open us up into Romans 12, and we'll be traveling through that next week in chapel as well as next week's gathering. But Romans 12 is a favorite verse or a famous portion of scripture of a friend of mine named Maddie Ferguson. Does anybody remember Maddie Ferguson? Graduated last year, and in fact, I got Maddie on the line. Maddie, can we pull up Maddie? Hey! I'm going to say, hey, say hi to Maddie. Just, can we all just say, hi, Maddie. Hang on, let me get this. Can you see him, Maddie?
Yes.
All right. Say hi. Let's go. One, two, three. Hi, Maddie. Wow. Maddie, where are you right now?
Well, I am in Saigon, Vietnam.
Saigon, Vietnam. Just next door to Holland here, huh? Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, what time is it in Vietnam right now?
It's about 10:40 p.m. on Friday night.
10:40 p.m. Friday night. So you're about 12 hours ahead of us right now. Very good. Hey, yep. We're getting a little winter storm here. What's it like in Vietnam right now?
Oh, you know, high of 90s. Pretty humid, sun's shining all the time. Hard to believe, I know, but
90 humid sunshine. We don't know what that's like there. Oh, that's awesome.
It's rough.
Way to go. Maddie, so good to have you with us today. Hey, you are on something called the World Race right now. Tell us a little about what the World Race is briefly.
Yeah, well, the World Race is an 11-month long adventure with the Lord. I go to 11 countries in 11 months, and each month I travel to a new place and do some sort of mission work. We partner with a ministry that's established in wherever we're staying, and just kind of provide lift, helping them with whatever they need help with. So it's been a cool opportunity to get to kind of dabble in a lot of types of ministry. Thus far, I did sports ministry in South Africa, lived and worked at an orphanage in Swaziland. I helped long-term missionaries in Mozambique, did some relief work in the Philippines for Typhoon Yolanda, which hit the middle parts of the islands in November, taught English in Malaysia, and currently working in a coffee shop here in Vietnam. Head to Cambodia next week, which is crazy. Then off to Thailand, Dominican Republic, Haiti, and finish up in Puerto Rico.
Wow. So you're about halfway through. You're in Vietnam right now, Saigon. And right now, we're going to talk a little about it. You were telling me you're right in the heart of the city, kind of the red light district. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, too. But Maddie, wow, you were at Hope less than a year ago, right now where these folks are sitting. So crazy. So what has the Lord been teaching you as you've been traveling all over the place? Let's more specifically, what's the Lord been teaching you about yourself over these last few months?
Well, he's been teaching me a lot about discipline, and he's been showing me how unruly I really am.
Unruly?
Unruly.
Oh, okay. We probably all knew that.
I thought I was really disciplined, and I, when I was at Hope, I was able to juggle jobs and playing lacrosse, going to class, getting my homework done, having a social life, and I thought I was responsible and had it all together, but I think I more created a facade that I had it all together, and I was really just a step away from losing it pretty much all the time, and I didn't realize that myself. I figured out by the end that I could run on 4 hours of sleep and drink a borderline unhealthy amount of coffee that would kind of sustain this spontaneous lifestyle where I got everything done just right under the wire, but I could chase experiences and make memories and kind of live with a YOLO mindset. But looking back to, like, I realized that's how I lived my faith life. I was constantly chasing new experiences with God. I thought if I went to this talk or went to that worship night or had just a spectacular coffee date with somebody that I would be filled and have enough energy and motivation to kind of get pushed to the next place the next time I could experience God. I went to India in between my junior and senior year during the summer, and that trip opened up a whole new kind of level and expectation of experiencing God, and I wanted more of that. So I started looking for different opportunities after I graduated to kind of seek that, and I found the World Race, which was perfect. But now that I'm here, God keeps bringing back the discipline, showing me that I am very undisciplined, but kind of also changing the way that I see discipline as a term, because it's kind of heavy and doesn't sound very fun.
So how do you see discipline? I mean, how is God teaching about discipline?
Yeah, well, Henry Nouwen has a wonderful definition of it. He says that discipline is an effort to create some space in which God can speak and act. And I think that's just an exciting way to see discipline, just being able to create that space, laying down our own agenda and letting God do what he wants to do. And it can look really different, but what I'm learning is that it's fighting against our human nature, putting to death our fleshly desires and letting God have his way. And it's just been really cool just seeing the ways that practicing discipline, like every day, whether that's, you know, starting each day in prayer, even when I'm absolutely exhausted and don't want to pull myself out of bed, or doing the teammates' dishes, who haven't done their dishes all week, but I'm going to do them without complaining about them because I love them. It's like those little acts of obedience and just being disciplined to do that cultivates and develops habits where my faith becomes a lifestyle, not something that I live into, not something that I just kind of turn on or off depending on my environment.
I love that, Mehdi, and that's so good. I mean, because it is easy at your age to say it's the next experience, the next kind of spiritual high. But I love how the Lord's teaching you about what it means to follow God on a daily basis, ordinary daily basis, and cultivating a lifelong following Jesus. So even after college, even after, you know, years to come, still following Jesus faithfully. I love how he's cultivating that in your life right now. So talk about maybe a couple of the experiences, how God has shown himself to you in the ordinary, you know, in some of the things that you're doing. You were sharing a couple of experiences. One was with a person called Lynn, I believe, that you met.
Yeah, Lynn is my favorite card seller in Saigon. He is an absolute gem. He's about 28 years old, and he has a kind of a bum leg. It's mangled, and so he uses crutches to kind of get around. And we have met him and just my team and I and just have developed a relationship with him, taken him out to dinner and just talked about life. We found out that his mom is a believer, and so he invited us to go to church with her. And it was beautiful service, entirely in Vietnamese, with no English translation. But just really cool to be able to worship with our brothers and sisters through that.
So talk about, you know, I mean, what a great vision of experiencing the global church in all these different places of the world. So what are you learning about the body of Christ? Because also you're with this small team of seven people, 24/7 for 11 months. Wow. Wow.
It's great.
Share a little about what God's teaching about, you know, living in community in the body of Christ.
Yeah, well, the body of Christ it's incredible, and it's just been really cool to learn, I think, more globally, just getting to see the different parts, and just getting to worship in different places with different styles. In Africa, especially in Mozambique, there's just such a sense of celebration, and believers are so unashamed in offering, like, their affection and their joy for the Lord, and it's contagious. It's been really cool to just watch them and the way that they love giving, and how the offering is a celebration. Literally dance like dance parties down the aisle, and people coming back multiple times, dancing the entire way.
You would have been right at home, girl. You'd have been loving that.
Oh, it was a blast! It was a blast, and just to see the way that they love to give in that way, it's been incredible. And then as far as the team goes, I mean, Romans 12, the entire chapter, is something that we continuously are diving into.
Huh.
But specifically verses 9 through 13, when Paul writes, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor for serving the Lord.
Huh. Like
that time and time again is what we come back to as a team. Because it's exhausting. You get sick of seeing the same six faces 24/7, living on top of each other in tight quarters, working with one another.
Yeah.
But just really learning what it looks like to put my teammates' needs above my own, and just really honoring them, trying to outserve one another has always been a fun challenge. And just loving them well. It's been good. It's been hard, but it's worth it.
Okay. So wonderful things God's teaching about yourself, about the church, about following Jesus in the ordinary, the common, everyday. So what have you been learning about God's character? And there's a great story from the Philippines dump. And this may be our closing. The time is flying here. This may be a great closing story.
Okay. So God has just been teaching me a lot about how he is abounding in just steadfast love and in faithfulness. And so I got the opportunity to go to a place in the Philippines outside of Manila called Smoky Mountain, which is an urban slum and trash dump. And it's where all of the trash in Manila for the last 50 years is just piled. And so there literally is just a mountain of trash. And there's about 30,000 people that live in and amongst this mountain, just living in really awful poverty. Another aspect of Smoky Mountain is there's a charcoal creation area. So that's kind of the main livelihood for most people. And they burn the charcoal, which is burning the wood underneath the ground for 3 days. It just emits toxins and smoke, and it's hard to breathe. You just start coughing, hacking down. So we got to spend some time there. And as I was walking around, kind of overwhelmed by what I was seeing and smelling and tasting, this child came to me and jumped into my arms. He probably wasn't any more than 5. He was covered in soot, not wearing very clothing, gash on his neck, and bleeding. But he wouldn't leave my arms. He just clung to me the entire afternoon that we were there. And I just remember we were laughing and giggling and, you know, poking each other and all that. But every time I looked at him in his eyes, I just felt just like joy and love. Never felt for any other human being before. And just to the point where every time I looked at him, I had to start singing. I just had to start worshiping. So as I'm singing over this child, God just whispers to me, I see you. It's a very small taste of the love I have for you and the delight I take in you. And you are a beloved child. So just learning, it's huge. It's huge.
Yeah. Yep, that's a great, that's awesome. And yeah. And that's a great way to end. I mean, how God sees us as the beloved child, never out of his reach. So here what we're going to do, Maddie. That was a great ending. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to close in prayer. We're going to dismiss these folks. They have to go to class. But then anybody who'd like to talk to Maddie, come on up and you can have a chance. So let's pray. Oh, Abba, Father. Thank you that you look at us and say, you are my beloved daughter, my beloved son. God, based not on what we've done or how we perform or what we look like, but based on your grace extended to us through Jesus. So Lord, let us lavish in that today as we go out as your people, as the body of Christ, and pass on that good news by word and deed to others, that they are loved as well. Thank you for our good sister, Maddie, Lord. Continue to bless her and her team as you send her to all the different places of the world that you created and so love. So to that end, Lord, we submit ourselves to you, our minds and our thoughts, our hearts and our will, our hands and our work, our feet and our walk, our lips and our words to your kingdom purposes. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.